I have a brother. Selin's voice was barely a whisper as she raised her head, cheeks wet with tears. Or I think I had one. I can't remember. But I do see the same nightmare every time I sleep.
Oh, Fallon's arched an eyebrow at her. Can you tell me more about this nightmare?
Selin nodded weakly as she started. I find myself watching a little house, a one-story wooden house with a tiny porch. There's a pot by the door, and it's filled with daisies. I love daisies the most. But the gardener in Lady Margaret's mansion used to make sure I had a bouquet every day. He would pick them early in the morning and place them into the backyard in a pot.
Valens kept his silence as she continued on, her voice becoming silent as tears began pouring down her face.
I hear cries as I watch the house. A man and a woman. They sound familiar, but I can't do anything as the flames are too high. Nobody's there. There's nothing there but the house. I want to take the pot and save the daisies. I think it's the least I can do. But the moment I try to take a step, I feel a touch around my waist. I look down and see a child there.
Her brother? Interesting.
He's holding me tight, and I can hear he's crying, Selin said. No matter what I do, I can't shake his voice out of my mind. So I bend my knee and caress his hair. His hair is just like mine, long, black, and curling at the tips. I tell him everything is going to be okay and hold him softly. Slowly, I lift his chin and gaze into his face.
Valens scowled as he listened to her tale. This was a rather specific nightmare, which could be a part of her memory still lingering in her subconscious. Life Magi used to treat amnesia this way, forcing the buried memories back to light with the right frequencies. But the practice had been discontinued, as it forced the patient to relive their most secret and dark traumas in a fairly short time.